Okay, I'd like to open the meeting, the regular meeting of the Board of Directors to the Town of Discovery Bay. Roll call.
Roll call has been taken. Let the record reflect that all members are present with the exception of President Graves.
Okay. Please stand and pledge allegiance, led by Director Steele.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is where we have, I received no cards for public comments, but there is a period here for public comments. Is anything that is not on the agenda? Seeing none, I'll close public comments. Next is C1, 2, and 3, consent calendar, approved draft meetings, register of district invoices, and the installation of American Hero tribute banners.
Move approval of C calendar.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Pass. And area agency reports. I don't see any of the officers here today.
Well, they may be dealing with the fires.
Oh, that's true.
I'm not surprised.
And I don't see Leah, nor the CHP, so I'm sure they're all very busy. So we'll move on to the presentations.
Okay, we're going to bring up Monica and give the presentation.
Dad taking pictures. I'm like, oh.
Facebook.
Yes.
So, tell us what you're doing.
Oh!
You need to come to the...
You're going to do it after. Get your picture first. Got it.
While he's fresh.
Okay, you ready, Monica? All right, we'll do a pun, so I just give you the finger.
Hey, hold on.
Oops, sorry.
Got the press in here.
It's for the paper.
One, two, three. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, yeah, thank you. If we could start and put together a little...
Could you come to the microphone, please?
Oh, yes.
Should be recorded.
Yes, okay, yes, thank you. Is it on now?
Oh.
It should be on. Oh.
It wasn't?
Pretend.
I'll pretend. Okay, now let's see.
Now it is. So, put together a little quick, very quick PowerPoint for Summer Jam. That this is a very unique partnership that we put together with the Community Center and the Lions Club. Brian and I had this brainstorm and wanted to show everybody a little bit about the turnout, what it means to the community, what we've done, what we've raised, you can see there, and what we're doing with the money. So just take a quick look. There you can see the movie screen we put together. We've recently increased our numbers. We had about 100 people here Friday night for our free movie in the park, which was huge. Our barbecue area was completely falling apart, and so we've used that money to repair it, make it look nice and presentable when people are enjoying it. Do you have anything to add?
I'll just add from the Lions Club standpoint, this has really been an amazing partnership. I can't tell you enough how incredible it is when Monica and I put these concerts out and just see the turnout that comes out. This truly is a community event. It tells me the community wants these type of events. For those of you guys that weren't there at the last one, she said 1,000 people. I think there's a lot more than 1,000 people there. But with that being said, it's a fun opportunity. I'm glad we can do it. I'm glad to see that the money that we raised, Monica's able to implement, and it goes to a good cause and continues to bring the community center up to speed and fix some inherent problems. I challenge all the CSD board and the town staff moving forward to come out to the next one on September 22nd and help us. Volunteer a couple hours, show your presence. It really is a fun night. There's a lot. The whole town comes out for this, and certainly. Your help and assistance would always be benefited and appreciated. So, again, thank you for the Lions Club. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good job. Very, very nice. Did we say the amount? That was a check, correct?
It was a check.
This one was $5,500. Yeah, so last year we raised $11,000. The concert we just did this June was $5,500. And that was community center portion. And now this one in September is lost. Everybody can hear me, right? Sky's the limit. We don't know. Okay.
I do have to add, I'm sorry. But it was, we ran out of alcohol, literally. Discovery never ceases to surprise me.
In that regard.
The gates opened at 5. Thinking most people start showing about 6, 6:37. No, they showed up at 5 o'clock and did not stop showing up. By 8 o'clock, we were dry. They drank everything I had.
It was
a hot night. So we did $11,000 that night. I'm thinking 12, 12.5 is about the max if I don't run out. But so we'll see what happens September.
Thank you, Ryan.
Sure.
Thank you.
I just wanted to, I did attend it, and I would just say that the staff of the town is really amazing, that this, the organization and leadership that's occurred, just to get it organized and to pull it off in a, you know, in the scale that it was. And I think that the community center is just amazing that we're able to bring that heavy use here. But I think the staff, you do a great job working with the different organizations to get that element to come together, you know, under, you know, with our manager Davies' leadership. I think that Mac and Monica, you guys, and the whole team, Brian and Virgil, all the, it's amazing what comes together to bring a lot of people in action. And these people aren't from out of the area. The community that shows up is our neighbors and new families. I didn't even know Discovery was here 2 years ago, and there were new neighbors showing up. So it's interesting. But anyway, continue on. Thank you.
Good job on that check.
I have a tendency to walk around and just take a look at things. That patio area with the barbecue really looks good.
Thank you. I'm proud of that.
Good. Okay. Business actions, item G1, discussion of possible action regarding revised board administrative policy number 019.
The Department of Transportation requires random drug and alcohol testing of employees who drive vehicles requiring a Class A driver's license. We have two vehicles and two employee drivers that fall within this category. In order to conduct testing, there must be in place a drug and alcohol policy that complies with the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Motor Carrier Administration requirements. The board adopted such a policy in 2014. Before you for a vote of approval tonight is an updated policy with a rename to DOT Drug and Alcohol Testing Policy. This new title provides a better description than the previous overbroad title of Drug and Alcohol Policy. Resolution 2018-10 corresponds to this update and title change and is attached for board adoption.
Comments? Questions?
Do you have a local testing facility?
Brentwood.
Brentwood, okay.
And public comment? Okay, close public comment.
I move staff recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed? Pass. Manager's report.
None.
Okay, you pointed.
I have a manager.
Any standing committee reports? You take that one, I like P6.
Take P6 first.
P6, okay, we had a P6 meeting, and it was a fairly long meeting. It's nice to see there's a lot of people involved in the P6 now. You should probably come down the
meeting. I was there.
Very good discussions. One of the big issues was the license plate readers. Yes, I know you were there before. They are in the process of obtaining these permits. That's the only slowdown right now. And that we'll have some license plate readers soon within District of Bay. And I keep you posted.
The Communications Committee met today, and we had an update on our website. We have some ways of now of adding a pop-up informational alerts, this capabilities that Carol was able to present to us. And That's looking really good. It looks like maybe we'll do an annual review of the what the website activity is next year, schedule some time for an update on with the web company that supports us. And then the second thing, I've got a good update on the signboard activity. The project's still moving forward. It's in the county's hands, and we're moving along on it. It's just, it takes some time. So anyway, that is what I have.
Thank you. Any other?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah, I attended the East Contra Costa Fire Protection District strategic planning meeting back on July 19th. Still a work in progress. They've got a couple more meetings to go through, particularly with the board. They won't make great decisions made until December after this point. The new board is seated. One thing that did pop out was that the responses from the town of Discovery Bay were, we were well represented in terms of the online survey that was completed. So we had a lot of good response from town of Discovery Bay, and right now the fire district is working through all the comments they received back in both of the strategic planning sessions and along with the board of directors. So I'll stay tuned.
Good. Any other? Thank you. General manager's report?
No report.
Okay. Legal?
No report.
Okay. That's about it. Future agenda items. No comment? And then meeting adjourned.
Perfect.